Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Well, 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 welcome to Dish Nation. How y'all doing out there?
Well, 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 hello.
He talking to you, Gary. He talking to them.
That's everybody. You're part of them.
We're part of them. Everything. Great show today. Later on, we gonna reveal which superstar revealed that she never finished high school or even middle school.
Oh, all right now.
And international playboy Andrew Freund, he's gonna be hanging out with Drew Barrymore, Timothy Olyphant.
Okay.
And Neil Patrick Harris to talk about the return of their new Netflix shows.
Oh, that's what's up.
But first, Portia, what you got?
Well, I gotta talk about your favorite, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, no.
That's right. Kim Kardashian recently popped up at the Create and Cultivate Los Angeles Summit for Female Entrepreneurs. And not only did she talk about and give tips about being a boss, but she shared the moment she knew Kanye was the one. And it was hot, literally.
What did she say?
She said, I sleep with the heat on 80 degrees in socks and a robe every single night. The first night I slept at Kanye's house, I won't say the date because I'll get in trouble, but years and years ago, he slept with the heat on and socks, and I was like, oh my God, I met my soulmate.
Oh my.
Yes!
Can we assume that this was in Chicago and probably during the winter? Because in that case, you definitely would sleep with your socks on and the heat on.
Yes, that is true.
What's so much about she don't want to tell the date?
Well,
because too many people would say too much dumb stuff. That's why.
He was still with Amber then.
Yeah, you know how y'all like.
She was still with, what's his name?
The trolls calculate everything. Yeah, they got a life calculator.
Something's had her away game. So how y'all do it at night? Do y'all sleep with the heat on, air on?
Oh no, honey, I have to sleep with the air on.
Yes, I hate it hot.
I mean, I have to sleep naked. I gotta be cool.
Yeah, as the older I get, I do. I sleep naked too. I be like, I don't want nothing.
I cannot sleep naked.
Really?
I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like something could possibly crawl up your...
Break out in the middle of the night, and you gotta find an appropriate
house. No, I keep my house coat. Yes, I about to say, I keep your house coat on the bench at the end of the bed.
But that's still not enough if you need to get fully dressed. Like, I'm from the hood where they be shooting and stuff, so you don't wanna come outside in no robe. You wanna be fully dressed, shoes, bra, everything, okay?
The only thing I keep close by to grab is my wig. I would hate for anything to happen.
She like, this like my American Express, baby. Can't leave home without it.
Sleep with the wig like on your nightstand.
On the nightstand. Oh, yeah. In the upright position, ready to go on, honey. Okay. She is ready at any moment.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Kim and Kanye, they let the world know that they were an official couple when they were spotted strolling in the streets of New York, enjoying an ice cream cone back in 2012.
Yes.
They look so young and cute.
Don't they?
In love. Like, you could just see the smiles on their face.
He has that new love glimmer in his eyes.
Yeah.
Kanye smile like that.
Like, y'all thought she was with that other I got her. Well, Beyonce and Jay-Z were first spotted as an item when they appeared courtside at the NBA All-Star Game in 2003, and then they made their official red carpet debut at the VMAs in 2004.
Or is that Solange? Oh, my gosh, she looked just like her sister when she was younger.
Your jeans are strong.
I mean, for real.
But, honey... he ain't had no money yet or something, baby. That damn VMAs, they looked hood.
He looked like he's going to speak at a pimp convention.
Yes,
he does.
Like, trying to be the Panama Jack Bush.
Yes.
And who could forget when Russell Wilson let the world know that he was off the market, honey? He took Ciara to the White House.
Yeah,
that's how you come out.
I'm sorry.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, well, let me tell y'all something. When I saw them step out like that, I said, that's royalty. That is black royalty. Yeah. Look at them.
That was cute, but
oh,
I remember this very clear. We was watching something. I think it was on Dish Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And he left her or something. He kept walking.
He didn't catch her hand.
He kept walking. And she was reaching for his hand like, hey, bruh, don't forget me.
He had to make sure she was the one.
She was so busy dressing him up, right. She forgot to tell him to catch a hand.
Right?
Now you just try to see if she can keep up.
Well, up next, if you haven't watched Insecure, baby, you are missing out, because that is the show. Well, anyway, Dominique Perry, who plays Tasha, the bank teller that Jay Ellis's character, Lawrence, ran to after he split from Issa, recently did an interview with the Shade Files and revealed what we already know, that Jay Ellis is hot as hell and that she did her best to try to get with him in real life, but it didn't go so well.
I don't think he knows this, but, like, I really was trying to shoot my shot one day on set. It was, like, my second day, and I was still a kid on the block. So I kind of was giving him, I have this thing I do where I do these googly eyes, because I have big eyes, so they work for me. And I was giving him these googly eyes, and he's tall, and I'm only 5'1", so I was like, oh, this is really going to work, and we're going to hit it off. But I was like, okay, it's going to work. And I remember just staring at him, giving him the googly eyes, and he kind of looked at me, and he was like, why are you looking like that? Are you okay? When he said that, I picked up my face off the floor. I never shooted my shot with Jay Ellis.
Yeah. That's so funny, because she's cute.
But is it ever a good idea to hit on a coworker the second day of work?
I don't think so. I think you need to be there a little longer.
Yeah. Because
you never know who these people are going to turn out to be. Like,
yeah.
You know, like,
or what they have going on.
Good.
How do y'all flirt? How do y'all flirt? I mean, she looked into his eyes and all of that. What do y'all do? Gary? Gary, you don't use that.
No.
Not
poker fish is not going to work, Gary.
Not even
a little bit.
I can see them putting their phone back in their pocket. Like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Oh, Gary, that might not work either.
Yeah, ew.
You feel like you have such a cute, sexy way to do it, but when you do it.
No.
Moving on. Now, the supermodel Kate Moss, y'all recently did an interview with Love Magazine, and she talked about how her career got started at an airport.
Airport?
Yeah, baby. This girl said she was flying, honey. Mm-hmm. Now, she said, y'all, that she had never even considered modeling, saying, I was short. I had bow legs and crooked teeth, and nobody thought I was the prettiest girl in the school. But when a scout came up to her at an airport and asked her if she had ever thought about modeling, she was like, no, but okay. Honey, I was 14, honey, and I had just lost my virginity. So I thought I was, honey, the bee's knees. Because she lost her virginity at 14. Y'all lost your virginity at 14?
No.
Oh, she said 13?
Hell no.
I would've got my ass.
No, I was old. I was good. I don't know why. I still find it very odd for these little, what are they called? The scouts? To walk up to a 14-year-old and be like, you're pretty? Like, I'm glad that turned out well for her.
Yeah, because you can't even really do that now.
No, you cannot do that. Mm-mm.
The authorities will be notified.
Right. Parent be like, what you say?
All right, so it's time for a little Throwback Thursday. Now everybody knows and loves Drake, and he's always sharing pieces of his life. So he recently posted this pic with the caption, this is my first press kit. My accolades in an attempt to get signed with 30 registered fan clubs, over 800 topics on message boards, and performing at Chris Bosh's private birthday party.
Okay, that's a start.
Yeah, you had a hell of a run.
Heck yeah.
He even mentioned the Degrassi stuff.
Mm-mm.
Are there any mementos you guys kept on from, like, the beginning of your careers?
Both of my grandmothers kept every magazine I was ever in, so I have both boxes with every magazine I had ever been in. Since 1994. So imagine how many.
Right on.
Yeah, all those. Right on, Word Up, Hype Hair.
Hype Hair.
Everything.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere, y'all, because, honey, coming up after the break, Andrew Freund is Netflix and chilling, honey, with your favorite stars. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. Santa Clarita Diet, starring Drew Barrymore and Timothy Olyphant, is back for a second season on Netflix. A lot of people love that show.
I love that show.
Well, you know what else is back?
What?
A series of unfortunate events starring Neil Patrick Harris. That drops tomorrow, so we sent the homie Andrew Freund out there to sit down with the stars of both.
There's more villainous treachery. More treacherous villains. Angry villagers.
Burn them right now!
Unwanted elective surgeries. Skull drill.
Check.
It's really going to be quite dreadful.
I can't wait.
All right, so this, you know, you're on a Netflix thing. Do you share your Netflix password? Do you get it from other people? What's your process?
We have a family password. And so when I go onto Netflix, it asks who's watching, right? So I can either myself, my husband, or my kids. So we sort of have like four different cues. I did ask them if I could get a lifetime subscription. You'd think being on a Netflix show that you'd get a password or something.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem to be the case.
Okay, fun game.
Okay.
Called Netflix and Spill. Get it?
Netflix and Spill. I don't get it yet.
And basically it's a rapid fire. So first thing that pops in your head.
Okay.
All right, he likes this. Last TV show you recommended to a friend?
Survivor.
Most famous person you have on your cell
phone? No, Black Mirror.
Oh, that is good. Netflix time.
No, it's true though.
That's good. Most famous person you have on your cell phone?
Elton John.
Most embarrassing song you have in your playlist?
Embarrassing? A Moment Like This by Kelly Clarkson? That's not embarrassing though, that's really good.
Right? She won with that song.
Some would consider it embarrassing.
Okay.
I tried jogging, but I didn't feel any better. And then this rabbit ran out in front of me and I went after it. And I was like, yes, this is scratching that itch.
You know what's cool? I'm never surprised anymore.
What can you guys tell me what we're gonna see coming up on the new season?
Oh, so fun. I had a good time. You had a good time? I think people are gonna have a good time.
I'm convinced that it's at least as good and strong as season one, maybe even stronger.
Definitely better. This is definitely a better season.
Well, I feel like channeling my bloodlust is key to preventing something like last night's oopsie.
There's an eyelid on the light.
Oopsie.
You guys helped a couple get engaged, which went all over the place.
Yeah!
We did.
So I want to know.
That's what we're about, bringing people together.
I want to know what other famous people in your lives have helped you do something like that, or helped you do a feat.
Famous people in our lives that have helped us?
Yes.
I had a few famous friends.
So many famous people have helped me over the years.
I wish would have locked me in the trunk and driven me to Tijuana when I was about to do some decision making that they all had to. They're like, nope, sorry, you had to go through that week. I was like, why didn't you stop me?
Really? A famous friend stopped you?
They
should have stopped
did it,
you.
Yes.
To Tijuana.
Yeah, that's just where I pictured, like, here we are about to go walk this plank and no one said I shouldn't do this.
Famous friends.
she turned out okay.
Don't
she did okay.
Step up.
Yeah, I guess I did have to go through it.
Who didn't step up? Come on, let's name names.
Oh.
Well, it was a group of girls.
All famous?
Some.
Like, give me one of them.
Well, Cameron Diaz.
I was just gonna, yeah.
Yeah. She's, you know, one of my best
she
friends.
She didn't
in
stop
the world.
You.
She was like, I'm sorry, we all stood there and we're like, you've made the decision. You've got to just, we're going to be here, especially when you realize it wasn't
she
a good
come
one.
On the show.
By the way.
She retired? What's going on there?
She's taking.
Can we come out of retirement
she's
for
taking
us?
Break, but Victor asked if she would do something and she was like, I swear to God, I love this show so much, I would consider it. Mm. She loves this show. She says she's never seen a character that I've played that's more me.
I think,
besides the flesh-eating part, obviously.
Really?
Speaking of making people dead, you should not go talk to Carl by yourself.
Don't worry, I have a plan. I'm just gonna act like old Sheila, who's demure and chipper, and never had an orgasm while eating a man's liver. Judging by your look, I haven't mentioned that before.
No, you have. I just never know what to say.
Dish Nation.
We are so silly. We always have fun in here. But anyway, at 27, Jennifer Lawrence is one of the highest paid actresses in the game. She's already got an Oscar and a ton of other awards under her belt. But one thing she doesn't have, and that's a high school diploma.
What? She didn't graduate?
No. In fact, in a recent interview with 60 Minutes, she revealed that she actually dropped out in middle school to pursue her dream as she considers herself to be self-educated.
That's probably the best move.
Middle school to drop out, I would get whooped.
That could have never been
me. Never me.
They want a damn PhD for me to almost sit here in this chair. You mean this girl didn't graduate from middle school?
They didn't for the P or the D.
I mean, but look how much money she making. We're here. Who's the dummies?
Well, all
right. Yeah. Okay, you guys, quick little backstory, y'all. She grew up in Kentucky, and at 14, she convinced her parents to take her to New York to visit, where she happened to be discovered by a modeling scout who began sending her scripts. She explained that she had always struggled in school and never felt very smart, but when she read the script, she could envision how she would play a character, and things just made sense to her.
I wonder if it was the same modeling scout that ran into Kate Moss at the airport.
Nah.
Maybe. They need to run into my child, make me some millions.
Thank you.
And a hand clap to the parents for believing in their child's talent.
Yes, to let her drop out of middle school.
You gotta support the arts now.
But that wouldn't have been Leroy or Keith.
Thank you.
Honey, my mama then would have been like,
Thank you.
They'd be like, you better act like you're paying attention.
Right. Oh, she missed the day. Oh, she gonna be there Saturday.
Right. Well, moving on, Michael B. Jordan, who recently went on First We Feast, revealed that he was a handful as well.
I was a pyromaniac growing up. I used to live next door to my grandmother, and she used to always have incense, you know what I'm saying? It would match, and I used to just, you know,
spark
that on fire. Just literally just would light it on fire, or like take the incense and like poke it through the plastic shower curtains. Yeah, I had my fair share of whoopings off of that.
Oh, Michael, tell me more. I'm listening. Oh.
You want me to feed you one of them wigs?
What do you need?
I've never seen y'all pay so much attention.
My thing is, this time I'm glad he remembered he got whoopings and not spankings. So that was a good thing for me to hear.
All black people got whoopings.
Yeah, and spankings.
We ain't had no spankings.
I ain't get spankings. Yeah,
we got whoopings.
Anytime I used to get caught, I used to just run. Like, I was just a runner. I never really ran real track, but I ran the hell away from my mama. Let me tell you. She told me one time, she said, I remember I was sitting upstairs, and you knew I was coming. She said, all I heard was that front door and your little feet doing like this. I was out that front door, boy.
What did you get in trouble for?
Losing my glasses. She would always buy me glasses. She was a great mommy. Yes, you were, but boy, she used to buy me glasses this wide.
You was blind, bitch.
So I ain't need that much view. Like, I can see.
She lost them on purpose, Mama Diane.
Sure did.
Coming up, honey, scientist man found a cure for baldness, Portia. Honey, and it's delicious. Stay tuned.
Why you say Portia?
Bitch.
Welcome back, y'all. I've got great news for all you bald people out there because Japanese scientists may have found the cure.
Girl, you done snatched back everybody's scalp.
Yes, the cure is McDonald's French fries.
Okay, then I should be Rapunzel because I eat a lot of their fries.
Okay. Well, you guys, a stem cell research team has come up with a method to grow hair on mice using dimethylpolysiloxane, a chemical added to McDonald's fries that stops the cooking oil from frothing.
That's why they last forever.
Yeah, that's why you can keep heating them up and they still be good.
So it probably preserves, right?
Well, preliminary tests have led them to believe that the method will be just as successful when tried on humans.
So I go to show you that we eating stuff, honey, that make your hair grow.
Thank y'all for telling. I'm never eating any fries.
Me either.
Y'all got a chemical on there that I can't spell. Barely can spell potato to potato. And now y'all done put this big-ass word in this food. I'm not eating that.
Dimethylpolysiloxane.
Girl, I would have said dimethylpolysiloxina, honey.
Yes, Lord.
And I can't pronounce it. I can't eat
it. The way you say it sounds like a group of people. Who came to the party?
Dimethylpolysiloxane and Polly was there. Seal was there. And Oxina was there, honey. Yeah. It was all there.
And Zane.
Okay? And all the bitches had long hair.
And it was frothing.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.